This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 310 for Thursday, March 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures finish lower on Thursday as earlier gains fade away. With the final settlement, the May canola contract is down $1.80 at $623.20 per ton, and the July contract gives up $1.50 at $633.30 per ton. A trader says canola was getting spillover support from the Chicago soy complex to start Thursday on a good foot. However, he says the fun buying stopped and the prices drifted lower. That's clear with gains becoming losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, while soy meal nudges up. European rapeseed, which was mostly higher on the day, closes mixed, but there are good upticks in Malaysian palm oil. Higher global crude oil prices are trying to limit the losses in the oilseeds. In the face of a stronger United States dollar, the Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday afternoon. The loonie drops to 73.91 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 74.23. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report for the week ending March 7th. Soybean sales of 376,000 tons of old crop are towards the low end of trade expectations, and new crop sales are 94,300 tons. Soy meal sales exceed 209,000 tons of old crop and are within market projections. New crop sales are 96,300 tons. Soy oil sales tally 11,200 tons of old crop, midway in the trade estimates, and there are new crop sales of 6,900 tons. U.S. corn export sales are about 1.28 million tons of old crop, near the top end of trade guesses. There are no new crop sales. U.S. wheat export sales hit a marketing year low of 83,800 tons of old crop, but are still within market expectations, as are new crop sales of 81,300 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn around to close lower on Thursday. The May contract gives up 1.5 cents at $11.95 per bushel. May soy oil dips almost 0.2 of a cent at 48.39 cents per pound. May soy meal is up $1 at $337.40 per short ton. Corn is lower as its May contract loses 7.5 cents at $4.34 per bushel. Oats are slightly lower with its May contract shedding 1.5 cents at $3.71.5. The U.S. wheat complex is pulling back as Chicago May drops 12 cents at $5.32. Kansas City May falls 13 cents at $5.75. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May forgoes 8 cents at $6.55. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, March 14th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.